Thank you, thank you. It is a book club time here on 2SER. And last week, I teased a sequel to 2019's The Nancys. Thank you, everyone who came on that really strange trip through history to look at the background of Nancy Drew. But not 2019, R.W.R. McDonald's The Nancys, I teased a sequel. Today, I have come to deliver. But first, some background. The Nancys is the debut novel from R.W.R. McDonald. It is set in the fictional South Otago town of Riverstone. The story follows 11-year-old Tippy Chan, her uncle Pike, and his boyfriend Devon as they band together in homage to their favourite girl detective, Nancy Drew, to solve the brutal murder of Tippy's teacher. Yeah. You thought this might be a middle grade book based on the protagonist, right? Think again. Now, The Nancys won the Nio Marsh Award for a debut novel and garnered a slew of shortlisting because, quite frankly, it's gorgeous. Jump forward to now and Tippy, Pike and Devon return in Nancy business. It's 3 months later, the stakes are higher, the tone is darker, Tippy has a new haircut. And don't even think of going near Devon with green. So get ready for a cozy mystery with a queer heart and some real questions about what it means to be part of a community. In Nancy business, Riverstone is rocked by an explosion at the town hall. Three people are killed and it looks like a local is the bomber. Straight away, things are feeling darker than the last novel. The bombing happens on the anniversary of Tippy's father's death, a death that she still has questions about, and this has brought back so much for her. She's now constantly in fear of more violence in her town, of losing more people close to her. Now, Pike and Devon are triumphant in their return to Riverstone, but they too are hiding a darkness. Growing up in Riverstone, it was never a place that Pike could feel safe as a young gay man, and despite a level of fabulous acceptance with Devon by his side, the two are struggling to navigate the growth and maturing of their relationship. Could they really settle down in Riverstone? Now, the undercurrent of Nancy business is that communities have secrets, and those secrets have consequences. Tippy is single-minded in uncovering the truth, but she's also 12 years old. As she navigates the various stories of her town, she's learning that some secrets are not hers to tell. R.W.R. McDonald's expanding of the Nancy's universe is an absolute delight. The first thing I want to say, you should start with the Nancy's. Nancy business, it is a standalone story, it is a standalone mystery, but there is so much to both. So why not start at the beginning? Now, riding along with Tippy, you'll find yourself wondering at the mix of genres that McDonald is working with. Actually, to be fair, you probably won't. His writing is seamless. You will likely be buckled in for the ride. Now, the story, it feels like it should be YA, and why not? I'm not going to stop any YA or any other acronym for a loosely defined age demographic from reading anything. But many of the themes of Nancy business also feel like maybe a 12-year-old shouldn't be. But then that's the point. Young adults always have and always will have to deal with these square quotes. Scare quotes was what I was trying to say there. Scare quotes, adult themes. So we've got this kind of YA vibe. We have a definite mystery vibe. We have that strange overlap from those, those mysteries like the Nancy Drew Hardy Boys type of mysteries. We have small town. There's so much going on here. And Tippy is the absolute heart. And as much as Pike and Devon, they check in on Tippy, they want to make sure she's okay, it's also them as so-called adults and all the other adults in the town who often are the ones that need a hug and a bit of a moment to deal with the trauma. It really makes you think, we have this sense that we coddle children. When really, I wonder how often we've actually looked after the child inside us and we're giving ourselves the same consideration. Nancy business is terrific. The dialogue is tighter than Devon's hot pants and the characters are the sort that make you want to move to their town, just as soon as they sort out all the death. So today on Book Club, it was R.W.R. McDonald's Nancy business. If you want to check out a conversation with R.W.R. McDonald, there is one coming up on Final Draft. There is also so much else to discover in the world of books on the Final Draft podcast. Go check it out. Thank you so much for having me in for Book Club. I'll be back next week with more terrific reads. Till then, happy reading. Bye now.